are now. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. The day after the 4th of July makes it the 5th of July. Jennifer Horn.
That's right.
Richie's daughter was up all night, so that doesn't bode well for his appearance here on the Good Day program. How did you celebrate Independence Day yesterday? Asking that question at DougSteffen.com in our poll. 38% of you said you had a cookout. 28% of you said you just worked as usual. That's how I approach the 4th of July. Somebody said to me, don't you ever celebrate holidays? Most holidays don't mean anything to me. And most folks who are on the farm, as I am, for those of you who are new to the program, I broadcast from my farm, which is in suburban Boston. I have a dairy farm. As a matter of fact, I was just looking out the back door, and between the top of the, well, it was about 50, when did we have a break at 51. So I happened to walk to the back door, and there was a cow dropping a calf.
Oh, that's cute already?
And when
this
I came,
late, I mean?
What do you mean this late?
Don't they usually do that in the spring?
No, they do it all year long. Whenever you put them with a bull or whenever you breed them, nine days later, bingo, bango, there comes
nine
the calf.
9 days? That's it?
9 months and 9 days.
Oh, 9 months and 9 days.
You okay today?
No.
I don't think so.
The dog ate my homework. I have to go.
Oh, I see. For those of you who were not listening to the last hour of the program, we have a question that's posted on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Good Day Show, asking for your help in helping those who need to call in sick today. I was inspired by Rich saying that
Juliana
was sick through the night. I wonder if that really is the case, or if he didn't have a little extra beer with his hamburger.
My theory
yesterday.
Is that he stayed up late watching fireworks.
Yeah.
The kids were probably amped up, which is probably true, and he needed an extra hour or so.
All right. Well, if that's the case, well, if you want to help us out, 800-510-8255. Also, at DougSteffen.com today, one of the stories generating the most interest, Jennifer, is the Maria Shriver situation. She's been offered the largest amount ever for a book ever.
Would you read it?
800. I wouldn't. 800-510-8255. Okay, so we're doing our 2020 news quiz question a bit early.
Mm-hmm.
For all the marbles, or at least the Doug Steffen nice prize, how much has Maria Shriver been offered as an advance to her memoir, if she tells it all? 800-510-8255. What's on the table today? According to the story at DougSteffen.com. And let's see here. The record before, I think, was Bill Clinton, if I'm not mistaken.
I think you're right. I do think you're right.
Yeah. She's written 6 books already. But nothing like
this.
Yeah,
this won't involve the maid, though. We need the maid.
Yeah. Well, she'll tell her story. Arnold, by the way, has surfaced again for the first time over the weekend. He was at a 4th of July party. I think he was by himself. The divorce papers were filed on Friday. Maria seeking the divorce. California is a community property state, 50-50. She's worth $100 million. He's worth $300 million. When it's all over, she'll be worth $200 million. He'll be worth $200 million. So not keeping his pants on kept him on.
Sorry for him?
No, not at all.
I mean, $200 million? Really?
Well, does she deserve to have $100 million? That's a sort of side question. 800-510-8255. Does Maria Shriver deserve to get $100 million of Arnold's money for his indiscretions? I don't say one, because he has been indiscreet all of his life. She had to have known that.
You know,
when
only
she
think
married
that
him.
This system works when one person is not allowed or cannot work in the marriage because of whatever the situation is.
Yeah.
Because it's not fair to be left with nothing if you're a stay-at-home mom, for instance, and your husband just goes off and you haven't been able to work because you've been a stay-at-home mom. Yeah. I can't imagine that the system, I mean, really, does it matter if Maria Shriver gets another 100 mil? She already has one.
She has 100 million.
Yeah, she has 100 million already. Does she need another one?
Yeah. Well, she's going to get it. That's how it works.
I know, but I don't know about that system.
The poll question today at DougSteffen.com, should Maria Shriver write this tell-all book? A, yes, that'll teach Arnold. B, maybe if she gives the money to charity, and, it's not like she needs the dough. C, no, that's too sleazy. She's better than that. D, who's Maria Shriver? Don, down in Lake City, Florida, we have lots of listeners to the Jet. Hi, Don. Welcome to Good Day.
Hey, thanks. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Good morning, guys.
Morning to
Good
you,
morning.
Sir. So how much is she being offered? What's on the table?
I think it's $15
million. $15 million is the advance offering for the book.
That's
largest
good.
Advance. I think
good
Bill
job.
Clinton. Did Clinton get $12
million? I don't remember.
I think
I
it was $12
remember.
Million. Bucks. His That's wife true. Made $8 million. Mrs. Clinton made $8 million bucks on her last book. I think Bill has made at least that. It's amazing in this day when people don't read books how much people are given to write these books.
It the is book, true.
The books are, they'll appear on Kindle. You'll be able to get some, you know, it is, I think, true in this circumstance that these kinds of books really do sell.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter how they're
people
delivered,
want the
people want that juice.
They do.
Want the juice.
I'm
Don,
not going to read it.
You're not going to read
no?
it?
No way, no how. Well, I'll read that crap.
Is
well,
there any celebrity inside book that you'd read?
The books I read are things like Marcus Luttrell. Mr. Campbell just wrote a good book with his story in Ramadi.
Who's Marcus? I don't know who that.
Marcus Luttrell, he wrote a great book called Soul Survivor.
What's that about?
It's about Marcus being a Navy SEAL in the Hindu
Kush. So it's fiction.
Kush.
I've heard about it, yeah.
This is fiction.
Book. That's the kind of, this is a real story, happened in 2005.
Really?
Joker One, another fabulous book. A guy named Donovan Campbell was there a couple of years ago. Those are the books I read. Those
was
the,
where?
Those
when you say
heroes.
was there, what do you mean, where was he? I don't know this book.
He was in Ramadi, Iraq.
Oh, okay.
True
so
story.
These are stories of the war and people
yes,
who have
yeah,
worked.
Yeah.
In the, okay,
yeah.
All right, yeah.
Those are the people that mean something to me. Those
okay.
are the heroes of America, not that nut out in California, Arnold.
Yeah.
I'd agree with you.
There are a lot of different ways of looking at different things. Everybody has their own taste, and that uniqueness means that we have a variety of thought in America, and it's good because a book by Maria Shriver might sell to somebody. A book about what's going on with the war in Iraq might sell to somebody. It's healthy for us to have different points of view, and I say that advisedly. Don, you're a good man. What'd you do for the 4th of July, by the way?
We had some friends over and cooked some steaks on the grill and sat around the table and talked about everything.
Did you happen to get any help from us yesterday with ideas? We had, didn't we spend about half of 1 hour, Jennifer, talking about different ways of cooking up things on the grill?
We had no baked beans here in coleslaw, but we had ribeyes and baked potatoes.
The guy did listen to
good.
Us. Good for you. All right, Don, hold on just a second. Thank you very much. Appreciate your listening. And we'll send you something good from the Doug Steffen Prize Closet. 15 past the hour, so you now have decided to show.
I heard nice you show. Talking about me behind
oh,
my back.
Oh, and he even sounds
behind,
tired listening to
it.
Oh,
behind
wow.
your back?
Behind
I,
my back.
Why would it be behind
I
your
heard
back?
You talking about
behind
talking
your
back.
I'm on the air on the radio talking to millions of people. How can it be behind your back? So you were listening on the iPhone app? Or
I was
you
listening on
to
the
Martin?
iPhone app. You thinking that I was coming up with some kind of excuse.
What's the excuse? Come on, lay it on.
Why would I need to lie to you
Let's
about
have
why
an
I'm
excuse.
Coming in late.
You sound awfully
yeah.
tired, Rich.
Yeah, I'm a little tired, but it's all right. No. Jennifer had it right. The kids were just amped. We went over to a friend's house and the grilled out, and then the neighbors had all these fireworks. I mean, hundreds of dollars of fireworks.
Really?
In Virginia, we're one of the states that gives the people the freedom to blow their own fingers off.
Great.
So, and it was quite a show. So the kids were all jacked. We didn't get home till 11, and then Juliana was coughing all night. So
really? That's
here
great.
I am.
So she's okay now, though?
I mean, you know, she's just got something coming on, you know, so yeah. It should be fine.
Richie would be proud. Did you hear me talk about eating my 2-week-old stew last night?
I didn't
Disgusting.
Hear that.
Disgusting. That Megan made when she was there like 100 years ago.
No, 2 weeks ago. I was finish it right off.
Yeah, and you wonder why you get food poisoning.
I didn't get food
times
poisoning.
No, you didn't.
Charlotte,
but you wonder why you do.
Charlotte
had
a little bit
stomach.
Of a problem. Yeah, it is my steel stomach. So at any rate, you know what the story was? I didn't finish. Shocking. Richie's usually here to keep me from falling into my own holes. I started talking about the calf that was born at 5 minutes before the hour.
Yeah.
At 5 minutes past the hour, she was standing up.
Amazing.
It is really amazing.
Drop them
to
and
watch
go.
This. You drop.
Like the Octomom.
You know what makes me wonder is why some animals in our kingdom of creatures on this planet are so self-sufficient so quickly, and why others, like human babies, take about 20 years to be able to kind of fend for themselves.
Yeah.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is a different world. Let me just reflect on Maria Shriver book, or potential for a book. I don't think she solicited this.
Oh, I don't think so either.
There are people who want to, and she may have a reason. She may have the energy to do it because I'm told she's pretty angry, and well, she ought to be under the circumstances. The offer is for her to tell what it was like growing up in the Kennedy clan, her life with Arnold, and the story from her of what it was like to live in the house, and did she really not suspect anything ever was going on. Apparently she didn't, for whatever the reason. She just didn't. She always sort of had faith in him. So whether that's a worthwhile effort or not, a lot of people would read that book.
Hey, listen, and if your husband's going to cheat on you, you would hope it would be with a good-looking woman?
Well, all of that business, Richie, is in the eyes of the beholder, as you know.
That's true.
Yeah. Also, the story today, I was earlier referencing the crew getting ready to fly on the final shuttle mission. Troubling. It really is. It's troubling to me that this is the last one. I'm not the only person in America who's thinking that, saying it. It just is troubling that it is this week. 20, let's make it 18, almost 19 past the hour on Good Day.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
O'Reilly. It's the buy one, get one free sale at O'Reilly Auto Parts, which means it's a great time to double your buying power with buy one, get one free offers on select quality parts and accessories for your car or truck. Shop today and save during the buy one, get one free sale at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If you need to raise funds for your charity organization, Macy's Shop for a Cause is the perfect opportunity. Qualifying groups receive special tickets to sell for $5 each, and you keep 100% of the ticket proceeds, so sell as many as you can. On Saturday, August 27th, ticket buyers receive exclusive savings in every Macy's store nationwide and on Macy's.com. To see if your group qualifies and to sign up, go to Macy's.com/Shop for a Cause.
Are you suffering from back arthritis or muscle pain? Here's something that can help. Salon Paz Pain Relief Patch, a clinically proven pain-fighting patch. Salon Paz has two powerful medicines that go to work right at the site of your pain for up to 12 hours of relief. As a special offer to Good Day listeners, you can get your free sample of Salon Paz by going to drkenshow.com and clicking on the Salon Paz button. Or if you're looking for relief right now, stop by your local Walgreens store and pick up a 5-count box. Stop the pain right at the site with Salon Paz. Order a free sample today. Go to drkenshow.com. Salon Paz. Please use as directed.
Has the whole world gone mad?
What's going on?
How can they do that?
Can Christians have demons?
Why are politicians so detached?
Need answers to these questions? This is Scott Hensler for HardcoreChristianity.com, the nastiest Christian radio show and website in the country. When it comes to the biblical truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, about what's really going on in America and the rest of the world. Come join us each day as Michael W. Smith of the House of Healing in Phoenix reveals what the churches in America fail to tell you about the true spirit realm concerning demonic activity, mental illness, and even the basis of hardcore evil that is sweeping mankind. Visit HardcoreChristianity.com. Remember, you cannot negotiate with evil, you have to eradicate it. It's not too late. Live in or visiting the Phoenix area? Come join us twice a week for our healing and deliverance services, or attend our free monthly seminars. Check website for service hours and schedules.
HardcoreChristianity.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Starts, and then you get, but that's how it starts. Tchaikovsky's 1812 Overture, which most people don't get, although they associate that, I think, with the 4th of July and the fireworks specials. That's the Boston Pops Orchestra performing the beginning
last night when
the 1812 Overture.
When the neighbors were letting off their $300 worth of fireworks out in the
yes.
court,
yeah.
mm-hmm.
I went and plugged my Pandora, my iPhone, into my car,
yeah.
opened up the trunk, and searched and added Pandora, the 1812 Overture, to my Pandora selection.
Yeah.
And we had all this classical music going as they were doing this fireworks.
Cool.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, very good. All right, so also, maybe, Richie, you can find actually the version of the 1812 Overture that we all are familiar with.
Sure.
Like it's the theme from the Lone Ranger.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
People know
yeah.
it as that. Let's compare that to John Philip Sousa's March, Stars and Stripes Forever, performed at the Macy's 4th of July fireworks last night. Same time on CBS, the Boston Pops, the Macy's 4th on NBC, and the PBS show at the Capitol all together at the same time. See, this kind of does it for me, too, for whatever the reason.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah, it really is. A lot of great music associated with our celebration every year, 4th of July. I think it's one of the appropriate holidays. I said that yesterday. So if you did enjoy it, that's great. This is not the Boston Pops Orchestra's version of the 1812 Overture.
All right, I love
Richie,
it.
That's good. 26 past the hour. All right, now, Michael on our staff has put together a collage
this
of the various singers who have performed the national anthem recently to see how they have done. This is the banner test. Do you have a list of all of them, Richie?
No, he's still working on that.
Oh, he is still working? Oh,
yeah,
I
yeah.
thought he was done.
No.
Oh, okay. So I don't want to. All right, so we won't. We'll wait until it's done before we pounce, as it were.
Oh, and I'm sure you can't wait.
This
well,
is going to be
wait.
A good contest. I think it'll be fun.
All right, speaking of contests, time for our 2020 quiz. This is aimed at people who are running companies, executives. Well, actually, it's aimed for all of us who work for somebody else. I do not. Richie does. Jennifer does. I guess, well, no, I don't really work for anybody else. I work for myself. But, Richie, you work for yourself sort of, and you work in a company, in an environment where there are responsibilities.
Yes.
The federal deficit, we're all talking about how much money is part of the problem. You know, we have no debt ceiling, just keep spending more and more, and people are concerned about it. Now, on the private side, there are problems. We all know about waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse on the public side. How much of it in the public, in the private sector is there? Now, I want you to, you have to get to the nearest $100 billion. All right? Executives and workers steal how much money from their companies every year? How much corruption and waste and fraud is there
in the private sector? In the private sector.
How many hundreds of billions? 800-510-8255 on Good Day.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, Microsoft announced a partnership with the largest Chinese search engine, Baidu. English search terms have grown in popularity in China, and Baidu will utilize Microsoft's Bing for search. The English results will still be subject to censorship by the Chinese government, which is why Google pulled out. In other news, only 2 months ago, the World Health Organization announced a potential link between cell phone use and cancer. A new study shows that there's a lack of proof that a phone's radio signal can trigger tumors. There is still some uncertainty in the scientific community, but more and more evidence is disproving the hypothesis. And finally, AT&T is going to offer its standard mobile insurance for iPhones at $4.99 a month. The plan covers accidental damage, including breaking the phone's glass. The deductible is $1.25 for the most expensive iPhone, and that's still plenty cheaper than getting a new phone if you break one. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens, Good Day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Jason from Buffalo writes, I have a habit of hitting snooze and not being able to get up again. Any suggestions?
You know, if you get Geico to help with your renter's insurance, it's quite easy, really. You'll know you're protecting your stuff for as little as $12 a month, which I suspect will make you sleep much sounder. Then you'll just pop out of bed rested, ready to start your day.
What he's saying is, a renter's policy is basically insurance for your snooze button.
Plus most everything else you own.
Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
The Hotels.com 48-hour sale is only for people that like to get great hotel deals. Also for people that want to book hotel deals right now, this Tuesday and Wednesday only. It is certainly not for those opposed to booking things on Tuesdays and or Wednesdays, people that hate the number 48, or people that respond to a 48-hour hotel sale with, ew, gross. Safe to say, the Hotels.com 48-hour sale is for you. So book your hotel deal now and save up to 50% off this Tuesday and Wednesday only. Hotels.com. Be smart. Book smart. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
HempUSA.org brings you pure Camu Berry Powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown Camu Berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order Camu Berry Powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Welcome to the Good Day program.
Thank you.
A way
What's
for
up,
you.
I figured I'd show up sometime today.
Yeah, it's nice. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington, known around the country as my sidekick, in a sense. I don't know. We have. Oh, I have Jennifer as a sidekick.
Mm-hmm.
Roberta will be back tomorrow as a sidekick. Mini me.
Mini me.
Yeah. What is that? What's the great line? I am Mini Me.
I shall call him.
Me. That's it. Information, enlightenment, a great way for you to start your day or work through your day. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. The question before us, I said Roberta will be back tomorrow, right? Queen of Cheap back tomorrow. There are a lot of things listed at DougSteffens.com, ways for you to save that are sort of not necessarily permanent, but there are some things that are day-to-day, some things week-to-week, some things month-to-month. So we have lots of the reminders there so that we have you always thinking correctly that you can save some money if you spend a little time in the Queen of Cheap box at DougSteffens.com. Also, you can win a swell prize if you pay attention to our 2020 quizzes, the news quizzes, intelligence quizzes. So here's the deal. With all the discussion of the budget deficit and whether or not we're going to be able to survive if we don't have a debt limit, I mean the borrowing limit increased. So we look at the public sector. We see all the waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse becomes a matter of chatter, national chatter on that. But I wonder if you know how much executives and workers in the private sector waste each year. How much
waste or steal?
Either or both.
Okay.
The number is cumulative, and it is in the hundreds of billions of dollars. So if you come up with the right number as the first part of the billions, you win a small prize. How much money is stolen, in essence, misappropriated from companies every year?
Now,
have you ever taken anything home, Rich?
Have I ever taken anything home?
And no one's listening. Don't worry.
Oh, I mean, I use stuff here, but I take home? No.
Yeah. Like, do you ever say, oh, man, I'm out of paper for my printer. I'm going to take a ream of paper.
No. No. And not that it would be a big deal if I did.
No.
Yeah, they get theirs.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Trust me.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, sure, I'll take a video camera home. I'll take whatever.
Video camera?
Sure.
Okay, I'm thinking a ream of paper. You're taking a video camera.
No, I mean, I bring it back. I use it.
Yeah, you know.
This is my stuff. Use what I want.
This is my country.
This is my country. So, but let me ask you.
Yes.
Let's analyze this a little bit.
Uh-huh.
waste, fraud, and abuse in the public sector versus waste, fraud, and abuse in the private sector.
Mm-hmm.
Waste, fraud, and abuse in the private sector is just money flowing, right?
Well, I don't know what that means.
No matter how the money moves, it exchanges hands somehow, some way, and keeps the economy flowing.
That
could
be said for the public sector money as well as being used for something.
Well,
is it used for good or it's appropriate? Is it supposed to be used for these things?
That's what I'm trying to determine, whether the waste that's in the public sector went. It directly sucks for me.
Yeah.
As far as now I need to pay more taxes.
Here's how to look at it, relatively speaking. Does the cost of waste from General Motors affect what you pay for a car?
Yes.
Yes.
Does the cost of waste from what may be stolen from Walgreens affect what you pay for the cost of a drug?
Yes. Yes.
Does the waste or the stuff that's stolen
Wall Street?
But it's all affecting
your interest rates.
Of course it does.
Okay, but now, here's the difference.
Yeah.
I have the choice as to whether I'm going to go buy a new car from General Motors.
Yeah.
I have the choice as to whether I'm going to go
buy. But it happens at Ford and Chrysler as well.
Sure. Okay, but maybe I decide not to buy a new car because they're too expensive. Why are they so expensive?
Auto Nation.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's everywhere.
With the tax side of it, I don't have a choice.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, but you still, I think what the point here is that at one point, by the way, until we went into the crazy zone, dollar numbers of what was wasted in the federal budget was pretty much the same as what was wasted in the private sector. Now it's about twice as much.
Wow.
Now, I'm talking about now the public sector wastes about twice as much as the private sector does.
I heard some encouraging news this morning in that the government has decided to go after abusers and fraud in welfare recipients.
Yeah, they've been doing that. They talk about it. They make a good game out of it.
Well, I mean, they say they're going to go after people now, and apparently the numbers are huge, and because apparently they took all the fraud investigators and move them over to processing because there are so many welfare recipients now.
Well, there's so much of this. This is what makes this conversation sort of interesting. When you look at the ways that the government, whether private industry can deal with this head on or not, is up to the people that run the businesses. If you've got a waste in your company, it's up to you to route it out. If it's going on in the federal government, what do? You don't deal with it. You come up with ways of making up the money that's lost. For example, the city of Randolph, Missouri, population 47, made news this past year. They issued 3,100 traffic fines, speeding tickets. They took in $134,000 for a town that has 47 people who live in it.
That's crazy.
Chevy Chase.
Hit me with that again.
Randolph, Missouri, 47 people live there. Last year, they issued 3,100 tickets, collected $134,000 to add to the public coffer because they say there's not enough money in tax revenues to run the city or the town. There are 47 people who live in the town.
You know, these sleepy little towns on the way to the beach here in the Delmarva. It's the same way. You know.
They're staking you out, man.
So it's not the 47 people who are getting the tickets. It's the people driving through. You know that if the speed limit is 25, you do 24. If you do 26, you're going to meet the judge.
They're
going
to try to grab you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's another one. Chevy Chase Village.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Population 2,000.
I know that well.
Has 9 speed cameras.
Yep.
Issued 180,000 citations last month.
Yep.
Collected $4.7 million in revenue last year. How in the world
do you
put up with this stuff?
That's on Wisconsin Avenue.
Yeah.
Headed from Montgomery County, which is where I grew up, into Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
So if you're going down to Georgetown or something like that.
$214 ticket.
They're getting everybody. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of traffic.
$214 ticket.
That road is one of the, it's one of the most busiest roads in the Washington area.
Yeah.
So they just know it's just a cash machine.
That's all. The government is at work grabbing you. How do you settle for this? No wonder nobody has any use for government. People have this this hatred of these people who are out there trying to whack you. California, the current fine for running a red light, $436. Justify that in the real world where people don't have their job. Oh, people.
Let me help you out.
Yeah.
There are apps to warn you about just such things.
Yeah.
And the one I have on my iPhone is called Trapster.
Yes.
And what happens is people drive around and they all have Trapster, and you're a member of Trapster. And you run through a light and you notice there's a speed camera or a red light camera. You log it on Trapster. So the next time you go through there,
yeah,
and it says, whoop, beep, warning, warning, and it gives you an audible alert, red light camera. And it's, let me tell you, if I'm driving somewhere that I'm not familiar with, I turn it on.
Really?
Is that illegal? Because weren't the radar detectors illegal for a while?
Yeah, in some states.
It's as illegal as you telling me, hey, watch out on Route 355 at Randolph
what
Road.
What I do when I'm driving up the road and I see a radar trap, I flip my lights on for 4 or 5 miles. So everybody's coming
nice
the other
you.
Way, I flip
yeah,
my lights on.
Yeah, I do the same thing.
Absolutely.
I do, but you know you can get pulled over for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I was going to say, one guy got pulled over, I saw.
Yeah.
You know, why? How do you know my lights aren't malfunctioning? You can beat that.
Because you just said you turn them on.
Well, but I'm admitting that to you. I'm not going to admit it to the police officer.
Officer, I thought that was my brother.
Yeah.
I was just saying hello.
Yeah, that's all. I do it with Edgar when we go up and down the street all the time. We flink our headlights at each other. 800-510-8255. All right, get the answer to this, and then Jennifer's going to update us on the latest from the world of television. The number... that to the nearest, this is hundreds of billions of dollars. What's the number? You want to take a guess at it for a swell Doug Steffen prize. What is the number that is stolen every year from companies, private companies? How much in the hundreds of billions? What do you think that number is? 800-510-8255 on Good Day at 16 before the hour.
Live from Progressive. Next caller.
Hey, Flo, so what's up with the Snapshot discount?
It rewards your good driving habits, and it's our biggest discount ever.
Bigger than the safe driver discount?
Bigger.
Homeowners discount?
Bigger.
The phenomenally humongo discount?
If it existed, yeah.
Wow, that is big.
The Snapshot discount. It's new, it's a big deal, and it's finally here. Learn more at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Snapshot is not available in all states.
If you drive a pre-owned GM vehicle and you've never pushed the blue OnStar button on your rearview mirror, now is the time to do it. Because right now, if you're not a current OnStar subscriber, you can try 3 months of OnStar free with no obligation. Push the blue button and tell the advisor you want automatic crash response, help in an emergency, navigation, and more. Offer available on 2006 and newer digitally equipped GM models. Push the button now or visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations. OnStar. Live on.
Richie, you've tried this, no doubt. Jennifer, I think you have, too. I'm encouraging everybody listening, if you are in your own business or you work in the marketing department of your business, the tool that cuts through the media chatter so you get your message directly to your clients and prospects, I think we've actually tried this. If we haven't, we ought to do it ourselves. There is a free trial so you can understand how this works for you, so you can... go directly to clients, directly to prospects, using the cell phone. If you want to text Doug, D-O-U-G, to 313131, you'll learn more about it, and you'll have a free trial. Richie's tried this, and he thinks it's cool.
Yep.
From Captain Email, text the free trial, learn how to market to your clients and prospects, Doug, at 313131, as opposed to... our number here, which is 800-510-8255. Neil is in Zanesville, Ohio. Neil, welcome to Good Day. How are you doing?
I'm pretty good. How are you doing? Driving
well,
home
thank
after
you.
Getting off work. Yep.
What did you do yesterday for the 4th of July?
4th of July, we cooked out a little bit, had some hamburgers and hot dogs, a little bit of sausage, you know, kind of stuff.
Yeah, you didn't do anything special, I mean, other than just cooking out. You got a pool or anything?
No, we went and seen the parade in town. That was pretty good.
How was the parade in Zanesville? What did the parade, a lot of farm stuff probably, right?
Yeah, tractors and stuff. They made some floats and they had, marching band, that kind of stuff. So.
Yeah, so it's fun. How old are your children?
One is two and one is eight.
Oh, all right. Does the 8-year-old think the space program is exciting? What does your 8-year-old know about the space program?
Not a whole lot.
Really? As you know, the last shuttle goes up on Friday, going
Atlantis, right?
Yeah, Atlantis is going up. First time it went up, I think it was 1981. And
yeah.
So now it's, 30 years since this thing started flying. And it's,
wow.
It is kind of, it's a sad kind of reality. And I think the children ought to know more about our space program and these sorts of things, plus know about the people who are doing the work, who have been flying. It just, it's a great American story, frankly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So you can check that out more. We'll have the details through the week at DougStefan.com. Meanwhile, back to that which is stolen from corporations. What do you do for a living, Neil?
I'm a maintenance worker on third shift.
Okay, so you're on your way home now?
Uh-huh.
All right, so you're by yourself, or do you have a crew working with you?
I'm by myself now. In the car.
So you have a perfect opportunity to steal whatever you want, right?
Right, yeah.
Have you ever stolen anything from me? Are you in one business, or do you go around and travel and clean up offices and businesses all over town?
I'm in one business, yeah.
One business, okay. So how much temptation is there for you to rip off paper clips, pens, paper, or more serious things?
Oh, there's all kinds of temptation. I mean, there's like a multi-billion-dollar company that I work for, and like, yeah. You know, you can. I mean, it's easily accessible because you have, you know, like paper towels or whatever you want. You know, if you was, you know, inclined to do that.
So, have you ever done any of it?
No.
Never.
Never.
Did the thought ever enter your mind, even though you didn't take action on it?
Yes.
Ah, what were you thinking about lifting?
Well, you might. You might need an ink pen here. You might need toilet paper. You might need, you know, paper towels for your house or whatever. You might,
yeah. Okay.
You know, the paper towels are a big thing. I came out to the studio a few weeks ago, and Peter, one of our producers here on the show, has a roll of paper towels from the kitchen on his duffel bag. I'm like, you need to take these?
Did you get him in trouble?
No, I'm
like, one guy who had like 600 bars of like Ivory soap in his house.
Really?
And like the dial of hand soap pumps and all that kind of stuff, you know, the, like for the bathrooms.
Yeah.
Hmm. He would just like take them home, and he had like his whole closet full of different stuff. I mean, it was just nuts.
Hoarding soap.
That's so hoarding.
All right, so Neil, what's the number? What number do you think is being wasted by corporations or by people who are stealing from corporations and companies around the country?
I'd say it's a pretty high number. I'd probably put it up in the $800 billion a year.
It's not quite $800 billion. Somewhere between $600 and $700 billion. That's still staggering, isn't it?
Wow.
Stolen from companies, $600 to $700 billion. My word. Oof.
There's what, 300 million people or 350 million people in America? You're probably taking, you know, like.
Yeah, but only 130 or 140 million of them are working. So multiply it out a little bit. That's a lot.
Wow.
All right, Neil, hold on a second. We'll send you a swell prize. Thank you very much. Jennifer, what's on television tonight, or what's the TV news?
Well, I'm going to tell you a little scoop on Law & Order SVU. There's been a lot of questions about who's going to take over for Chris Maloney, what's going to happen with Mariska Hargitay. Well, Danny Pino from Cold Case and Kelly Giddish from NBC's Canceled Chase have been tapped. They're going to be the new series regulars on Law & Order SVU. Maloney's out. Mariska Hargitay is staying in. She'll be in every episode this coming season, but her role will be very much diminished around mid-season.
Yeah.
Well, where do I know this guy Danny Pino from? I know him from somewhere.
Cold Case on CBS.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So she'll be. So if you're a fan of Mariska, she's going to be around, but she's just taking more time with her family, so she's backing away. Also, we have to have a little Jersey Shore news.
Quickly.
Vinny, who's normally the level-headed one, he left the house, and he hasn't come back yet.
Bye-bye, Vinny!
Yo.
Bye-bye, Vinny.
Adios, Vinny! 51 after on Good Day.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Behind on your payments or barely making minimums? Massive interest payments have you running like mad in circles. How long can you keep it up? Stop running. Let the Thomason Law Group carefully plan your escape. We're one of only a few remaining debt relief companies to survive massive government crackdowns. Why? Because the Thomason Law Group has proven itself, helping thousands of people like you reclaim their financial future for over 18 solid years. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and offices in all 50 states. Our expert credentialed staff can specifically tailor-make your absolute best recovery plan. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call the Thomason Law Group now for a free no-obligation consult with a trained legal analyst. 1-800-756-3744. Call now because you're tired of running. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver, the best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Now 53 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Joining us today as a regular contributor to the program, Jennifer and Richie and I are happy to bring back, actually, a gentleman we've had several conversations with, fascinating man because of not only his expertise, but the way he relates to people. Michael McMaster is here, an advisor. I always love that, Michael, that word, advisor. You have tens of thousands of clients over the years, and you have figured out how to correlate what people believe is going to happen to them and what actually does happen to them. So your reason for being here is, among other things, to help people understand what's going on in their lives. What tools do you use?
Well, I use numerology. I use some intuitiveness, but in dealing with so many people, start to understand after a while that people's beliefs actually reflect what's going to happen to them in their life. And in two areas that it's very strong is money and the ability to be able to create like a miracle in your life. Now, most people believe inside that they are worth a set amount of money. Like somebody might believe they're worth, say, $40,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is that that belief becomes a reality and they end up making that amount of money. And somebody who might believe they're worth, say, $200,000 a year inside, they attract that ability in their life to create that amount of money. And it's the same with miracles, to be able to create miracles in your life. If you have the belief that you can create miracles in your life for whatever you need, and you're worthy of it, that's what will happen to you. So your beliefs reflect exactly what's going to happen to you in your life.
All right.
Once you change them, you change what happens to you.
All right, so Rich, what do you think you're worth?
What do I think I'm worth? I think I'm worth $1 million. That's my goal.
All right, that was my answer.
Yeah.
Jennifer and Rich say...
A cool meal, buddy.
Well, it's worth $1 million. Is that $1 million a year or $1 million for the rest of your life? What does that mean?
Well, no, my goal is to be... My goal is to be
good
worth...
Good for you, Jennifer. $1 million a day. Perfect.
There you go.
All right, so go ahead. What did you say, Rich?
No, my goal is to be worth $1 million. And then work on the per year, per, you know, that'll all come.
What's right or wrong with that thinking, Michael McMaster?
What's wrong with it? You have to believe that you have it now.
Yeah, there's a little problem there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's the problem. The problem is that you don't believe it. That's the problem.
If I were to believe it, they'd probably lock me up and haul me away and put me in a bad room.
I spend like it.
Yeah. So explain to me how I do that, Michael. If I'm living in a house with this mortgage and this is what I can afford, and I'm living in a house and my bank account says I have this much in my savings and my 401k says I have this much, and it's clearly not that number, how do I make myself, what do I do to make myself believe that it is, and how does that change me?
You start to believe that you are worth that now. Anything that you believe in it will be in the future will be out there somewhere, but you don't know where, when. So if you start to believe that you are worth it now and you have it now, that's how it comes about. That's why entrepreneurs who believe that they're going to be millionaires now create it, because that desire and that passion attracts to them everything that they need to make that happen now.
Yeah, okay.
The mindset?
Well,
because you can say these things to yourself as whether you convince yourself. I mean, we all know that abundance is there to be, and if you don't know that, there's no limit. Whatever you believe in terms of
power. Right, you bring it to you,
power.
What you put out, you get back.
Right. Okay. So why then do we not all find our way? You have some CDs.
The reason why we don't is because we're all programmed. We basically all think the same thoughts over and over again. Like 90% of the thoughts that we have are the same. And so unless we take control of our thoughts, we start to actually think about what we're thinking about and change it, you'll never go anywhere.
Yeah, you know what? I've actually been thinking about this for the last year. I'm tired of saying, I'm going to be. I'm going to be successful. I'm going to be rich. I'm going to be whatever it is.
You are.
I'm going to be thin. I'm going to be whatever it is. I am. And, yeah, so it just kind of just clicked with me. But you're right. If you keep saying, I'm going to be, that means you are not right now, and you don't have a set. You have to set a goal. If you say, I'm going to be next month on the 1st, you've set that goal.
Mm. All right. So
right.
That's the first step. This is going to be a continuing process. Michael will be around a couple of times a week to help us move ourselves in the right direction in terms of money and relationships and health and those sorts of things. How do people find your CDs that help them with all of these belief systems, Michael?
Okay, you can just Google me, Michael McMaster, and it'll be the first website that comes up. The actual name of the website is michael-mcmaster.com. And for your listeners, if they go there today and they buy the Wealth CD or the Simple Miracle CD, I'll give the other one free, whichever one
they
buy.
Check it out, Michael-